bright, sunny day, just beautiful. Temps going up into the 80s today. Makes you want to soar. We have with us a couple of people who do just that. We have Jay Briggs with the Minnesota Soaring Club. Jay, thank you so much for coming in today. And you brought with you Cadet Christopher Frago with the Minnesota Civil Air Patrol. Thank you for coming in today as well, Christopher. Let's talk. Boy, my first thought is if you like gliding, if you like soaring, today has got to be a great day for that. But maybe not. Jay, maybe you can explain a little bit how gliding works.
Well, in order to soar, you need what is known as thermals.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the sun's energy radiates off the Earth's surface and creates what we call thermals, which are rising columns of air. And it's the pilot's job to find these rising columns of air, which will keep the aircraft in the air for extended periods of time.
Hmm.
In fact, we had one of our members last year fly down to Missouri nonstop. We've had other members fly down to Chicago and Indiana. So,
boy, that's amazing. How do you find a thermal? Is it when you get out there, is it kind of obvious? Do you feel it? Or?
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the indicators are clouds, cumulus clouds. If it's a blue day, you look for things such as dust devils or birds. Sometimes there's hills that will activate thermals. So
mm-hmm.
There's a variety of things that we're taught and we look for.
Boy, just fascinating. Let's talk about the Minnesota Soaring Club. How long have you been involved with it? How long has it been around? Tell us a little bit about the organization.
The Soaring Club was established back in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
And a group of 20 individuals started it. They pulled their resources together and bought a surplus World War II glider. They spent about 1,500 hours restoring this aircraft, and it became their initial glider. And throughout the years, they've purchased and sold various gliders, and today we own three gliders and a tow plane.
Wow. Now, do some of the individuals own gliders as well, or is that...
Yes, a number of the individuals do own their own personal glider.
Now, is it out of Stanton? Is that where you're based out of, the home base? Or?
Stanton Airfield, that's
okay,
correct.
Yeah, I see the gliders out there and think, man, good day for gliding today. Boy, 1,500 hours restoring that. You better get that right. There's no safety net under there once you get up, is
it? Not at all.
Let's talk about the scholarship. You have a scholarship that's awarded called the Phil, is it Schacht?
Schacht.
Memorial Youth Scholarship. Tell us about that and how it came about.
Well, there's a gentleman, Phil Schacht, that was quite an accomplished pilot and a member of the Minnesota Soaring Club. And he was a pilot for Northwest at one time. I also believe he was a military pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And an accomplished glider pilot, competed in various competitions. He also owned his own powered aircraft and did aerobatic competition and air shows. And unfortunately, he passed away. And his family donated his share. In order to be a member of the Minnesota Soaring Club, you have to purchase a share of the assets.
Mm-hmm.
And when you leave the club, then you can sell that share back to the club and get 75% of the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse me. And Phil's family donated his share back to the club to be used for the youth scholarship.
Oh, what a neat thing. Now, how do we have, I'm presuming, a winner here of the scholarship?
Yeah.
What does it entail, the application process, and what are you looking for?
Well, there's an application that they have to fill out along with a 300 to 500-word essay. And then the selection committee will look at these various essays, and based on that, they'll determine who's the best candidate. And a lot of it has to do on what the individual's aspirations are. A lot of credit's given to those that want to go on to aviation career. It's not for somebody that just wants to come out for a summer thrill. And then also, if the club has extra funds, they'll donate it to the individual. In Chris's case, he has $500 that he can use towards his flying.
All right. Well, good thing. And let's talk to Chris now, Cadet Christopher Frago. Are you Northfield?
Yeah, I'm from Northfield.
Okay. Tell us about your interest in flying, just to begin with. Did that come at an early age?
So ever since I was born, there's always been airplanes hanging in my room, painted on my walls. I'd always go to the Oshkosh Air Fest in Wisconsin, and I've always had a fascination with aviation from a really young age. So naturally, I signed up for the scholarship, and I'm just really happy to get it. And I can continue flying that way.
It's such a neat thing. You know, I had a cousin of mine who we'd go over to their house, and he was the same way at a very early age. He would have model planes and posters and everything. He went on to become the pilot of Air Force Two at one time later on in his career. I haven't seen him since we were kids, though. I'd like to talk to him about that. But you've got the early itch to do some flying. When was the first time you actually flew in? Obviously, wouldn't be a pilot, but getting to understand a plane from instructions and stuff. When did you start doing that?
I took my first official flying lesson when I was in sixth grade. I actually took a glider flight for my first lesson, mm-hmm. which is not very common. And even more uncommon, it was a winch launch, which means instead of being towed up by a tow plane, we're launched straight off the runway by a catapult into the air. So it's quite the rush, and got me hooked.
I would imagine, is there a bit of a kind of a G-force involved there? They got to sling you up there pretty good, pretty quick.
Yeah, I've heard an analogy. It's a lot like being launched off an aircraft carrier.
Wow.
And it's true. It feels that way.
All right. Let's talk about becoming a glider pilot. What are the steps that you have to go through to become one?
So first of all, I need to find a place that actually has glider lessons.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very common to find airports that support glider flights, so we're really lucky to have Stanton so nearby. And after that, I had to fill out my application to get the scholarship, which I luckily won, and I'm grateful to the Soaring Club for doing that. And now I'm going to sign up for lessons over the summer and hopefully do a lot of flying that way.
Now, you mentioned the launch that you had in your first glider flight. Have you taken more glider flights since then?
I haven't. I took one powered flight in Faribault, but mm-hmm. that's not the same thrill as gliders.
All right. Now, do you also think at some time you'll become a motored pilot, a pilot of a regular aircraft?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I definitely want to pursue taking powered flight lessons, too. And I'm even thinking of being in the Air Force someday for a few years, so that'd be really helpful.
Now, is it requisite that you get your regular pilot's license before your glider license? Are those exclusive of each other? Can you get one without the other?
No. You can go either way. You can get an add-on if you have a powered license, or you can start strictly from gliders.
Okay.
It's and the minimum age to solo a glider is 14.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're on your way. Will you be able to do this over the course of the summer? Will you be able to get a license for your glider?
I will be able to. It depends on how often I'm taking lessons, but mm-hmm. hopefully if I'm active enough and I get enough lessons, then I'll definitely be able to.
All right. Boy, that sounds just like a thrill. What do you like best about gliding, being up there?
I just like the thrill of it. It feels so much more natural, and you feel so much closer to the air you're flying through than when you're in a powered plane. You can hear the air rushing by as you fly, and you can feel the air on your wings as you're going.
All right. Now, is there a relation between the Civil Air Patrol and being a glider pilot and the Minnesota Soaring Club? You're involved in both of those, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. So in Civil Air Patrol, we base out of Stanton as mm-hmm. our headquarters, and Minnesota Soaring Club is also stationed there. So we, by proxy, are very close to them, and they've been really generous in supporting us with Civil Air Patrol and giving us glider lessons and also being there for us and having some of their members join Civil Air Patrol as senior members to mentor us.
All right. So you see those guys hanging around a lot, and I would imagine the curiosity kind of grows from there. Let's talk about you were at Terry, our news director, Terry Knight, was at the middle school for the, was it Career Opportunity Fair
Career
the other day?
Yeah,
I understand
yeah.
you had a glider there. Tell us
yeah,
about
we actually drove a glider in, unpacked it on the front sidewalk in the middle school, and also set up some computer flight simulators there for everyone to fly, and it got a lot of interest. We had people coming over, waiting in line to sit in the glider, learn about the controls, and the flight simulators, I think, were one of the biggest hits of all day. We had hundreds of people coming over throughout the course of the day.
Ah, what a neat thing. Do you think you'll get some recruits out of that? Or
we sure hope so.
All right. Is there, Is there room for growth within the club? You mentioned you have three gliders. Some of them have their own. If you get an influx of all these young people who suddenly think, wow, this I'd like to do that, would you be able to handle that?
Absolutely.
Good.
I think at one time our at the high point we had over 100 members. I think currently we have about 85 members that are on the roster. However, I would say probably maybe 20 to 25 of them are very active.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a lot of people. A lot more than I thought.
Quite a few people to support the operation, to retrieve and launch the gliders,
mm-hmm.
and also do maintenance and other things associated with the operation.
Now, coming up soon, next week, you have an open house. Tell us about that. Who has the open house? Red is with us.
Yeah, I'll address that.
Okay.
Yes, we do have an open house coming up on the 22nd of May. That's next Tuesday mm-hmm. night. We're going to start out with a recognition ceremony. It's kind of a military-type ceremony, so we'll have the cadets heavily involved in that. For anyone that's not seen or been involved in a ceremony like that, I think they'd probably find that very interesting. Then we'll have the cadets do some drill demonstrations. We'll have the flight simulators, so any prospective cadets that did not get a chance to fly a simulator at the middle school, come on out. We'll have the three flight simulators and a few less people, so you probably get an opportunity to fly that. And some other activities planned. So we encourage all youth ages 12 to 17, their parents, to come on out and check us out. I think they'll probably find something that they like.
Captain Randall Knox is with us right now from the Civil Air Patrol. We mentioned you were at the middle school the other day. Is that the first time you've done kind of an outreach in a situation like that, an event like that?
Yes, it is. The Stanton flight is just barely a year old, mm-hmm. so we haven't had a lot of opportunities to outreach. We took this opportunity, and it was very successful. I'd venture to say it's probably the first time there's ever been an operational aircraft in the courtyard of the middle school. But it's very popular. I hope we can go back again next year.
It probably is the first time an operational aircraft has been there. All right. And once again, we're going to talk, send things over to Chris, Cadet Christopher Frako here. Your future in the Civil Air Program, what year of school are you in now, and how many years do you have left before you go out and about?
I'm a sophomore right now at Northfield High School,
mm-hmm.
and I've been in Civil Air Patrol just under a year. I joined around August of 2017, and I can be in Civil Air Patrol until I'm 18 years old, and even after that, I can rejoin as a senior member. So, in the 2 years I have right now, I'm hoping to take flying lessons and get some rank so I can teach other cadets about how much fun it is here.
Wow, it sounds like a wonderful program. I'm just really impressed with the program and also the young people that you've brought in. Randy, thank you so much for doing that, and Jay, for you as well. Christopher, best of luck in your future in aviation. We wish you the best. Thanks for coming in today. All right, anything else before we let you go?
I would like to mm-hmm. Thank the management and the owners of Stanton Airfield.
Okay.
They've been very supportive of both Civil Air Patrol and the Minnesota Soaring Club.
All right. And one final question, I guess, for the Minnesota Soaring Club. We have adults out there listening, too, who might want to get involved. I'm kind of a kid at heart myself. Can adults get into this? Who would they contact if they would like to get into this?
Weather permitting, we mm-hmm. operate primarily on weekends, Saturday and Sunday. And come on out. Our instructors volunteer their time, and so instruction is free. All they have to do is pay for the glider, which is very reasonable, mm-hmm. and also the tow.
All right. Well, it sounds like a wonderful program, and maybe you'll do that someday. Thank you all so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.